The Widow's Yard by Isabella Gardner. Snails lead slow, idyllic lives. The rose and the laurel leaves in the raw young widow's yard were littered with silver. Hardly a leaf lacked the decimal scale of the self of a snail. Frail in friendship, I observed with care these creatures, meaning to spare the widow's vulnerable eyes the hurting pity in my gaze. Snails, I said, are tender-skinned. Excess in nature, sun, rain, wind, are killers. To save themselves, snails shrink to shelter in their shells, where they wait, safe and patient, until the elements are gentler. And do they not have other foes? The widow asked. Turtles, crows, foxes, rats, I replied, and canned heat that picnickers abandon. Also, parasites invade their flesh, and alien eggs are laid inside their skins. Their mating, too, is perilous. The meeting turns their faces blue with bliss, and consummation of this absolute embrace is so extravagantly slow in coming that love begun at dawn may end in fatal sun. The widow told me that her husband knew snails' ways, and his garden had been Eden for them. He said the timid snail could lift 3 times his weight straight up and haul a wagon toy loaded with a whole 200 times his body's burden. Then, as we left the garden, she said that at the first faint chill, the first premonition of fall, the snails go straight to earth, excrete the lime with which they then secrete the opening in their shells, and wait for spring. It is those little doors which sing, she said, when they are boiled. She smiled at me when I recoiled. Originally published in the September 1957 issue of Poetry Magazine.